Thanks, Stuart. It's Michael from the MMA. Look, there, you have to do call back on the 6th.
All right, bud.
You okay, Stuart?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you okay to have a 10-minute chat with me about your patient, Mr. Fraser?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sure, thank you. Just to let you know, Kurt, all of our pros are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I've got a password on your account, it's
BUSD1959.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm validated who I am as well. My role, Stuart, is part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence on your behalf, Stuart.
Yeah.
So that's not just writing to the likes of, you know, social services and educational authorities to gather the evidence from your time in care. It's also to get to know you a little bit better and try and understand, you know, the trauma that you faced, suffered as a child, how that has had an effect on you as an adult. With stuff like, you know, evidence with the likes of, you know, being diagnosed with mental health problems, depression, anxiety, PTSD, any issues with alcohol or substances. And what I can do, sure, is I'll write to, you know, GPs, NHSs, you know, rehabilitation centers, addiction charities, and I've gathered that evidence for you. I present that to the Scottish Regis, obviously, because we can tie that back to childhood trauma. Paint a picture of, you know, Stuart, not just only in care, but also, you know, because of what happened to him in care as well.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Fraser.
Yeah. Of course, Stuart.
Yeah, okay, Stuart, thank you. So, Stuart, I am going to ask you some tough questions. I am sorry. I genuinely am sorry for having to ask you these questions, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask you them, so. I'm sorry, buddy. Well, have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of depression or anxiety?
No, I'm not really. I don't believe it, but there's not so much. There's a thing.
Okay.
But I've been up here for a long time. I'm not that sort of person that bothers the doctors now, because it's just from having to be stabbed, and they pay for that.
Yeah.
But that no help.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm just trying to build a big picture, you know, a picture for you. The fact that you don't go to the doctor is probably says a lot as well, that you don't,
I mean, I'd imagine that probably have got RDS for them. I think it's because my dad was not doing.
Yeah, of course.
He's not doing a drunk driver. I'm running it off.
Yeah, okay.
Not great.
Have you had any issues with alcohol or?
Yes. Yes, both.
And have you sought help for them too?
I'm trying to just know, yeah. But it means you can go to talk to me, people that have done a care and have done a, that sort of guy is, because I've done it all my life. I was locked up because I was like 11 years old. Yeah. I get rid of talking to them there.
Okay. So how are you getting out to the alcohol in the club? Or you're not?
No. For yourself. I meant to go to the DPC side, but I've not been there. I got a letter from the doctor because they took a heart attack there.
Okay.
This is the guy that's fucking wandering through life.
Yeah. Well, what's your good advice? What are you?
What do you mean?
Well, you said you've had issues with alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
What type of is it?
Coke and Coke, Valleys, China. This is the hell and stuff and all like that. So.
Yeah, which is generally people don't go for the cocaine, do they? They'll go to, you know, for health, if you like.
So I'm up with them, yeah.
So the last mouthful question, which is the toughest one, and again, I am sorry for having to ask you this one, but have you ever tried to take your own life through?
No. Thought of that. I sat up with my dad's grave for days. Thought about it a lot. Somewhat, wasn't it?
Okay. So what, I mean, Rocky pops up a lot. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to the Educational Authority and the Social Services and the Care Sessions.
Up here at Med?
Yeah. For the Rocky.
I suppose they're busy doing it at school, eh? I was doing it at school.
No, but you still have a record of where you were.
A little bit bad, but there's something to do with Charlie Prison. Got quite a few listees now, eh?
You had a few listee skills?
Yeah, Rossi, Algarine, Bugside, Wellington, Colony.
So I've only got two here. So I've got Rossi. Algarine. Do you want to add more?
Well, I was in Bugside. But I should tell, I've done loads of Algarine.
How long have you been playing side for?
Off and on for a while, till us to the controls anywhere. They put us to watch it.
So that's Burnside List D School, isn't it?
Yeah, up to watch it. Either. Went to Wellington and then to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And back to watch it.
Roughly what year was you in Burnside?
I thought that. That was 11, 19, trouble with my dad, was 1981, so she took a couple of years after that, Then you
two.
I was in that prison, I was 15.
Yeah. So I've got, Falgo and Rossi, Burnside, what else would you like me to add?
Wellington. I was in Pennycook, Edinburgh.
Wellington.
Yeah. And it was in Perth Prison when I was 15.
What central did you say?
Pennycook, Edinburgh. Probably that's what it
is. Yeah, the social services will have records in
there. Yeah.
When was you, roughly when was you in Wellington?
This was 13 years old, so. That's 84, something like that. I don't remember how to do that. I went to Perth after that person. They bought the logic.
Okay. I've got four of them now. So I'll write to the social services of all four care sessions.
What do you need? I never know how many there's been.
I just have all the records. The National Record Scotland.
You'll hear that. Are the prisoners in?
Yeah.
Because I'm not missing them, you know, do they?
It was open anymore. Even if they are open, the likelihood is they would have held the records anyway, so. We'd also like to National Records Scotland, and they have to inform us about any complaints in the process.
You get to touch your lawyer, then a lawyer will get to touch you.
We are the law firm, sir.
You are the lawyer?
I'm not the lawyer, no, but we are the law firm.
And they'll hear to tell them what happened and shit like that.
So what we do is we'll apply for it, or we have applied for the Scottish redress for you. And the Scottish redress is a scheme that has been put in place for survivors of historic abuse of care settings, of children in care. So it's been set up by the Scottish government because obviously there's been thousands and thousands of complaints. And this redress scheme is set up for survivors like yourself. To get, recognition of what happened to you in the form of an apology and also financial compensation.
But how do you prove any of that for not doing that?
Well, it's a statement. Obviously, they know that they've done. They know that they took you wrong anyway.
Right.
Likely, there's been thousands of complaints about all of these, if not all of them, at least one of them until you've seen it. I mean, probably 40 or 50 times in the last couple of days of seeing that. So the likelihood is that, you know, we've seen multiple complaints across the region that are aware of them, and, you know, they're high out locally anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Nobody has, you know, physical evidence of abuse now in 2036 of what happened to them in 1980. Not one client has. Yes, it's got to be that we've been paying out on average. You've been paying out on average £55,000 per client over the last 55 years. So, so when I get the information back from the social services, records from your time and care, do you want me to share that with you, sure?
With me?
With you, sure, it's all records.
Do you need that? No, does it make any difference?
Well, it doesn't make any difference to me, it's whether it makes any
difference. No, I mean, I said that when I went to that record, this is going to say, I don't want to do with that.
Okay. If you don't want it, you don't need it.
I'm going to think about me, eh?
Tell you what, it's going to take me 10 months minimum to get the information back anyway. I'll ask you closer in the time whether you want me to share it with you. And depending on your answer, I'll either share it with you or
I'm going to think about it, I've got a mate, like, he was put in a philosophy and he's told Digby Brown or someone, he's not getting near it. The guy said his number to you.
Yeah, I think Digby Brown
not doing. No, I didn't look like that.
Yeah,
because I told him that, he was by the team of the philosophy and that, so.
Definitely
I'm saying, what's that then?
No, so, save my number. I'm your caseworker, and I'm sure I'm the...
Right, so I'll save this number. Want me to send your number to him?
Yeah, send my number to him, saying, get him to ring
me. I'll go to see him in your bell.
And I'll call him back, yeah?
Right, no problem then, right.
So, Stuart, when I get your information back, I'll run through all the information that I've got. I'll have to go through it with you at some point. And then we'll go through it all together. We'll make sure that you're happy with the evidence that I've got. We'll go through all of your statements for all of your cases and make sure that everything's in there you want and needs to be in the statements. And then we'll send that all off to the Scottish Fees as part of our final submission. What then happens is there will be a wait for what's called a panel date. So that a panel of individuals will judge our case. We're behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend.
I don't have to go.
Sorry?
I don't have to go.
No, no, neither of us have to go.
That's okay.
So hopefully from the panel date, we'll then be able to get you some form of, you know, recognition in the form of an apology. And an offer of financial compensation at the freezer. Do you have any questions for me, Stuart?
No, it's just touching the other end. I'll send the number in a minute. I've got sharing with you a bell with him, yeah.
I do have to run through our fees and what other options are out there for you. I have to run through it on this recorded call, buddy, for our compliance department. We're obviously about to start or embark on, you know, our largest body of work for you. So I know you fully understand and are fully on board with our fees. Just to let you know, sure, you can actually apply for the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail if you wish to gather your own evidence and create and submit. There are other law firms out there that will help you in England and Scotland. apply for the Scottish Redress Scheme and they don't or won't charge you any fees. Now, the reason they won't charge you fees, Stuart, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't go into, you know, what those lawyers would do for you, or probably more importantly, Stuart, what they don't do for you. Also, I should tell you, as a law firm, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government. What we do, Stuart, is enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. And where you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's our goal as a law firm and as a business to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance to get out of the process. Our fee share is capped at 16% plus back. What that means is no matter how much work...
Is that negotiable?
No. It's not far off a break-even point. No matter how much work I have to go into your case, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT. That will never be fees at 19.2%, sure. On the flip side, buddy, on the no fee side of the no win, no fee, because you've been through the care system and you're deemed as a vulnerable client, you will be under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your fee. We don't get you any compensation, we won't come looking for any of our fees from you.
Right.
Is that okay, sir?
Yes, I've really spent a bit of money on that. If it's 20%, well, not 20%. It could be 20% and on, so.
19.2%.
Do you
want to
see
the options, Stuart,
that you've given here? Yeah, I'm just checking what we're doing there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, we're doing there, yeah. I will see you about the 90% look at. Thank you, mate.
You have what's called a 19-day period, 14-day cooling-off period from the date you sent any documentation of it. What that means is you have up until 14 days to change your mind and rip up any agreements you have with us, walk away and go continue this case however which way you want. Now, if you're unaware of the 14-day cooling-off period from the date you sign the documentation, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, Stuart, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, happy for us just to crack on, you have the right
to wait for 14-day cooling-off period. Just crack on, mate.
You're happy to wait for 14-day cooling-off
period. Fuck it, no
chance. Sure, I'm your case worker. My name's Michael. Your name is Raven. Call me.
Michael.
Michael.
Oh, Michael? Michael. can I just interact with him during the day and just get in touch with you?
Yeah, I'll be in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks, Stuart, with the little thing.
Yeah, no worries, bud.
All right, buddy, thank you so much for speaking to me.
No worries, mate. Take a look.